Some banks are looking for ways around tougher global regulations.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama is in France today, hobnobbing with leaders from other wealthy nations for the G8 conference. On the agenda, who's going to lead European rescue efforts at the International Monetary Fund? And bank regulation to prevent another financial crash. There are reports today some banks are trying to spin off their risky investment divisions. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Now, why would some banks be thinking about isolating their riskier businesses in the first place?
Well, let's take two banks in particular, UBS and Credit Suisse, the Swiss banks. They are facing the toughest regulatory crackdown in the world. Switzerland was very badly hit by the banking crisis because it has two of the world's biggest banks, but a relatively small economy. So to protect Swiss taxpayers in future, the Swiss government's introduced some very, very stringent new capital rules. And Margaret Doyle of Breaking View says the Swiss banks are asking themselves, how do we make a profit in this new environment?
Because the rest of the world isn't following suit, we'll end up being uncompetitive. So they are looking at their options and seeing what can they do to mitigate the effect of these tough new capital rules.
Is it possible, Stephen, like the Wall Street Journal reports this morning, that UBS will set up a spinoff of its investment bank outside of Switzerland?
Margaret Doyle thinks not, because for one thing, those countries where that spin-off might be set up perhaps wouldn't be too happy about exposing their taxpayers to the additional risk. Margaret Doyle thinks it's more likely that, in fact, most of these so-called universal banks in Switzerland and elsewhere in the US too will ring-fence their investment banking arms so they can be wound down swiftly in the event of trouble so taxpayers don't end up picking up the tab.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
I can remember when I was a lot younger, I thought I was invincible. Health problems, me? Nah. But a study out this morning finds 2 out of 5 young people have medical debt. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports.
Young people are relatively healthy and cheap to insure, but when bad things happen,
they have less income and they have less insurance coverage.
Sarah Collins of the Commonwealth Group is lead author of the study released today. It found that 40% of young people and over half of young women have problems paying their medical bills. Having health insurance is no guarantee against going into debt. College health plans are often limited.
A lot of these policies are really skimpy, and you may not notice that it has a low lifetime benefit limit until you actually go through the benefit.
Until you have that accident or,
That's right. Or
you get pregnant.
Right.
Collins says the healthcare reform law is having a major effect on this age group. 500,000 people under age 26 have already signed up on their parents' plans. And next year, college health plans have to cover catastrophes, same as private insurance does now. By 2014, over 7 million new young people will qualify for Medicaid under expanded rules. Whether they sign up depends on how invincible they feel. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner. For Marketplace.
More people last week applied for first-time jobless benefits. The Labor Department survey was up by 10,000. Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly higher right now. The Commerce Department kept its original GDP estimate at 1.8% annual growth. Yesterday, the Dow tacked on 38 points to close 12,394.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained agents committed to small business success, on the web at farmers.com.
We're going to get a final reading tomorrow on how consumers are feeling here in the U.S. So far, gas prices haven't worried folks too much. In Egypt, new numbers show political upheaval can actually boost consumer confidence. Marketplace's David Brancaccio has this morning's Economy 4.0 report from the Middle East as he looks at ways the economy can better serve more people. Good morning, David.
Morning to you, Steve.
So political uncertainty, I would imagine, would make consumers more cautious, right?
Nielsen market researchers have found just the opposite in the case of Egypt.
This spring, consumer confidence posted its biggest leap of any country in the world in Egypt. Researchers say it is the promise of new freedoms, political, social, and yes, commercial. If the Egyptian revolution was about forcing the country to serve more people rather than an entrenched elite, you can see how that might give people the confidence to spend more.
Now, you were in Egypt talking to folks about the economic future there. What were they telling you?
What I found was guarded optimism, emphasis on the guarded. People acknowledge the revolution wasn't a single event, but an ongoing process, and many have questions about just how far military leaders are willing to go. Now, there's no question that economic output in Egypt is taking a major hit this year. Although President Obama pledged money and loan forgiveness, Saudi Arabia is giving more, the World Bank is putting a ton in, and the government of Qatar is talking $10 billion of investments in Egypt.
Now, did that consumer confidence survey, David, look at other Middle East countries?
Well, they didn't get data in some key areas. Libya, for obvious reasons, also Tunisia and Syria were not in what was an online survey. Now, I'm talking to you from Dubai, and the Nielsen Company did find confidence March through April of this year spiking upward strikingly in this country, the United Arab Emirates. It's, I think, about the sense that the global financial crisis has receded and also driven by the fact that high oil prices are a good thing if you are, like the UAE, a seller of oil. And an example of consumer confidence that I spotted just the other day, an ATM-like machine here that dispenses, not cash, but wait for it, Steve, gold bars for about $1,600 an ounce. A bit high, I would say.
Yeah. All right. Marketplace's David Brancaccio in Dubai. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And finally, a brouhaha between Texas lawmakers and the Transportation Security Administration. Well, the Texas House passed a bill that would have made intense airport pat-downs a misdemeanor crime with fines and even jail. The TSA got wind of the measure and sent a letter to Texas. It said, if you pass the bill, we're going to have to cancel all flights in and out of your state. The Senate sponsor withdrew his measure. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
After the financial crisis came a lot of insights, including this one. When the government backs private enterprise, oh boy, a lot can go wrong.
They benefited themselves all the while wrapping themselves in the American flag and saying that they were really benefiting borrowers.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Reckless endangerment in the rearview mirror. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.